1 minute until showtime.
Wish you a Merry Christmas. Wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. A Merry Christmas. A Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Away in a manger. No crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus lay down his sweet head. The stars in the sky all look down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus sleeps on the hay, away in a manger, no crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus lay down his sweet head. The stars in the sky look down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus sleep on the hay. The candles are lowing. The baby away. The little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus. Look down from the sky and stay by my side till morning. In be near me, Lord Jesus. I ask thee to stay close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and fit us for heaven to live with thee there. The little Lord Jesus. The little Lord Jesus, the little Lord Jesus, stay by our side. He's not so little no more. Oh, my God. Hey. Oh, till morning is night. That is okay and fit for heaven, fit us for heaven to live with thee there. Truly over will be there. And here's what we're going to do. I want all of us to do this. Hallelujah. Because, amen, the living Lord Jesus has come. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He rules and he reigns now. So what we want to do is go set it on the mountain, over the hill and everywhere. Go set it on the mountain. Today Jesus Christ is born. Yeah, go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain. Jesus Christ is born. He made me a watchman up on the city wall. Oh, and if I am a Christian, I am the least of all. Oh, go tell it on the mountain, over the hill, everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain, for that Jesus Christ is born. Yeah, go, saints, go, 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 go tell it on the mountain. Yeah, go over the hills, over the hills, and everywhere. Go, go, tell it on the mountain, tell that Jesus is Christ, oh, is born. While the shepherds keep their watching over the silent flock by night, behold, throughout the heavens, there shone a holy light. Yes, go and tell it on the mountain, go over the hills, everywhere. Go, oh, go tell it on the mountain, yeah, that Jesus is Christ is born. Oh, the shepherds fear and tremble. Oh, and low above the rain, how the angels chorus that hears how save the bird. And go tell it on the mountain. There's over the hills and everywhere. Yeah, go tell him on the mountain, tell that Jesus Christ is born. Oh, thank he made you. He made you. You are watching. Yes, you are. On the city wall. Yeah, if you're a Christian, yeah, you are. Least of all. So go. Yeah, go. Tell him. Tell it on the mountain. Yeah, go over the hills. Go everywhere. Yeah, go. Oh, tell it on the mountain. Oh, tell it that Jesus. That Jesus Christ is the Lord. Yes, he's Lord, he's Lord, he's Lord. He came as a baby, born in Bethlehem. Yeah, but he rose. Now he's King of kings, Lord of lords. Go tell it, go tell it, go tell it. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sin far, far, far away. And rising, he justified me, freeing me forever. One day he's coming. I feel like sometimes I feel like it won't be long. He's coming back. I said, living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far, far away. Rising, he justified me, freeing me forever. One day he's coming back. One day he's coming back. What a glory. That'll be a glory. Glorious day. Good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening. You are listening to Just Show Up Outreach Ministry. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is the month of December, the month that we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, coming into the world. Amen, amen. We get happy and excited about our birthday. Hallelujah. I see it on the Facebook, guys. I see it on there. My birthday is a few days. My birthday is coming up soon. Hallelujah. Jesus' birthday is the day that we celebrate his birthday. We don't know when day Jesus was born, but we know he was born. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We believe, we know he was born, and we believe and we know, amen, that he died and that he rose again, and we believe that he's coming back again. Hallelujah. So we're excited about what Jesus has done for us, and we just, the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believed on him cannot perish. Amen. So we just so grateful to God for what he has done. Hallelujah. He has sent his son. And we thank Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For what he has done. Amen. Amen. We thank God, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Who is with us and constantly with us and will never leave nor forsake us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're excited. Just Show Up Outreach Ministry. Welcome you, welcome you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Just Show Up Outreach Ministry. I am Evangelist Lady Alford, and along with my husband, Minister Elsie Alford. Amen. We are just so excited to be here. Amen. In spite of all that we go through, we are going through something. Young people and old people and children, we are just going through something. Everybody that I talk to is going through something with somebody or concerning something. We are going through. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But in spite of all, we have joy. And, oh, my God, we're just so grateful. And I want to say that just your outreach ministries are reaching out. Amen, amen. To the lost, outcast, hurting, lonely, oppressed, depressed, whatever the situation may be. Like I said, we all going through something. Hallelujah, can be a weight. Hallelujah, can be a weight. But the Bible tells us the saints to encourage one another. Encourage one another. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We come to encourage someone, amen, to hang on in there, to wait on the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. To persevere, push a little harder. Amen. Yes, oh, my God. Serving the Lord is going to pay off after a while. Amen, amen. Just as long as we are serving the Lord, it's going to pay off after a while. Don't get weary and well doing. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we got in this race to win, and we win because we what? Don't give up. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. So we're going to be in the hand now of Minister Alford. We'll ask him to come and give us what God has given to him at this time. Amen, amen. Come forward, Minister Alford. Go ahead, I can help.
Good evening, prayer warriors. I would like to share a few scriptures from Luke 1, verse 5. And it reads, "That was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias of Cos of Abia, and his wife was of the daughter of Herod, and his name was Elizabeth, and they were both religious before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless, and they had no child because they were both well before, and they both were in age. And it came to pass that while he exhorted the parents of the fourth before God in the order of his code, according to the custom and the priest officer, his lot was to burn insects when he went in into the temple of the Lord, and the whole multitude of people were praying without the temple. They prayed the people at the temple in the insects. Incense. An angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of the incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was trembled and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, "Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayers is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bring forth thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. For the reading at the time of this, give the service back into your hand, Lord. Thank you.
Heavenly Father, we thank you right now. Father God, we thank you, oh God, as we come together, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your many blessings, dear God. We thank you that you have kept us up until this present time, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you have kept our loved ones, our families, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Father God, we come just thanking you for being God, maker and creator of all things, oh God. We just thank you, Lord God, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We can just give you praise, oh God. We thank you for minister all for the amen and strength, oh Father God, that you have given him a comfort on today. Oh God, your word is already blessed, oh God. Hallelujah, God. We just pray, oh God, continue to just come on in, just be a part, oh God. We welcome you. We welcome you, God. We welcome you in this service, oh God. Take control, oh Lord. You take control, God, in the name of Jesus, dear God. We give you full sway, oh God. Come in, oh God. Let your voice be heard. Let your spirit be felt, oh God, in the people, oh God, that will come forth, oh God, on today. And we'll just continue to give you the glory, Lord God. We'll bless you, Lord God. We'll praise you, Lord God. Oh God, we need you, Lord God. It's all about you, oh God. It's all about you and your people, oh God. Oh God, that we may encourage your people, oh God, and we may be encouraged, oh God. We all need encouragement, oh God. Oh God, oh Father God. Some, oh God, believe one thing and some believe another, oh Father God. And going through different trials and tribulations, oh God, makes us sometimes wonder, oh Father God, but help us not to doubt, oh God. Help us to hold faithful, proof, faithful, oh God, to what your word says, oh God. We're going to wait on you, Lord God. Help us, oh God, to be encouraged to wait on you, God, and edify one another, oh Father God, until we all come into the unity, oh God, that we all can come into total agreement, oh Father God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we love you. We love your people, oh God, and we thank you for each and every one. Oh Father God, get the glory in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and thank you, Father. Amen. We are going to move on this judiciously into the children's corner. Amen, amen. We're going to move on into the children's corner. Amen, amen. We have the children on the line today. Amen. We have the children on the line. Shout out. I'm here. We are here. Hallelujah. Let me hear the children's voice on today. Do we have any children today?
The
Z-Squad is in the building. All right, all right, all right. The Z-Squad. Do we have any more children? Amen. Take my wife. In the name of Jesus. Do we have any more youth in the building? Do we have any more youth? Amen, amen, amen. I know my dashboard is kind of slow acting up here. I think I need some more service here. Okay. Do we have any more youth in the house? Any more youth in the house? Amen. Hey. All right, who we have there? Okay, all right. Praise God, and I got some. I'm trying to unmute. I'm still wrestling with this. I'm trying to get everybody unmuted. And if you I'm unmuting the whole cone. So if anyone have any noise in their background, please stay on mute until I call your name. Amen. Because
amen.
I'm trying to make sure I get all the children, and I don't want to miss out on anyone. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Can I get a volunteer to come and just bless and pray over our children corner? Amen. Bless the children. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. We are so thankful and grateful. I may come. For our children. Praise God. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that you give us children, that causes a family, God. And we pray, God, that they'll be grow up in the admonition of the Lord, and they will have a family, Lord God. And they will be protective of their families, oh God. Now have a husband that's gonna rule over and watch over his family and pray and lead his family. A woman that's standing by her side, God, may be the boy or girl who be the mother or the father. God, we are thanking you, Lord God, that they will have wisdom and knowledge concerning growing up and being that man and woman, God, you call them to be, God. Father God, and let them continue to seek your face, sing your praise, oh God, because it's you that you want them to, oh God, acknowledge you in all times, oh God. Father God, if they stray, draw them back. Let them know, God, that you love them so much, God, that you don't want to lose them at all, God. They don't want to be lost like the prodigal son, but they want to stay on course. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, you Lord. Thank you, you Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, I just want to thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister George. Thank you. Amen. Blessing our children. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have a scripture coming. Amen. Sister Peggy Barnes on the line. Sister Peggy Barnes on the line at this time.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Sister Peggy Barnes. Amen. All right, we're gonna. I'm gonna read the scripture for today that I had for the children. Amen. And it's coming from First Chronicles. And the 7-10 verses in it says, and David said to Solomon, my son, as for me, it was in my mind to build a house unto the name of the Lord God. But the word of the Lord came to me saying, you have shed blood abundantly and have made great wars, and shall not build a house unto my name, because you have shed much blood upon the earth in my sight. Behold, a son shall be born to you, who shall be a man of rest, and I will give him rest from all his enemies around about. And no, for his name shall be Solomon, and I will give peace and quietness unto Israel in his days. He shall build a house for my name, and he shall be my son, and I will be his father, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom over Israel forever. Yes, he said forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God told David that he would not be the one to build the temple. Instead, the task would be left to his son Solomon.
David graciously accepted no from God. He was not jealous of the fact that his son would have the honor of building God's temple, but instead made preparations for Solomon to carry out his task. Similarly, we should take steps now to prepare the way for our children to find and fulfill God's purpose. Sooner or later, our children will have to make their own decisions, but we can help by supplying them with the proper tools, showing them how to pray. The most important step is to receive God and praise, trust God and pray to him and study God's word. And what? Study God's word. The difference between right and wrong, the importance of the church involvement. Amen. So that is our focus today. That is what we are attempting today. Amen. To train our children, amen, to be useful in the kingdom of God. Amen. Amen. Lord, we thank you for your word for our children. Amen. 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 Sister Peggy Barnes on the line. Sister Peggy Barnes on the line. No, she is not with us at this time. Amen. So we're going to thank the Lord, and we're going to see who we have next on the in the children's corner. Who do we have first in the children's corner?
The Z Squad.
The Z Squad. What do you have for me, the Z Squad? What do you have for me today?
We're going to be singing.
What's your name? Tell me what's your name.
Baby Smith.
Oh boy.
I'm going to be singing Joy to the World.
Okay. Praise God.
Told you to read and sing. Nick, come forward. I'm not giving.
I'm going to read the meaning of Christmas. Far away in Bethlehem, a baby boy was born. Born with neither riches nor fame. Yet wise men came from all around to bring to him their gift. And peace was filled by all who heard his name. Angels watched him as he slept and gently rocked his bed. Their voices sang softly in his ear. His mother and his father both gave thanks to God above for the greatest gift of all, their son, so dear. They knew his life upon this earth would not be filled with wealth. They also knew he would encounter strife. But most of all, they knew that he would be a loving child and teach the love of God throughout his life. At Christmas, as we celebrate this birth of Jesus Christ, let's keep in mind the truth of Christmas Day. For it's not Christmas wrappings nor the gifts that lie within, but our gift of love to others in every way.
Amen. All right.
Amen.
I'm going to be singing Leaning on the Everlasting Arms.
Amen.
What a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessing is, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms. I have blessed peace with my Lord in it. Leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning on the everlasting arms. Amen.
Amen. Leaning. It's because that Jesus had a birthday and because he was born, amen, that we can say that we have a Savior that we can what? Lean on. We can lean on his what? Everlasting arms. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. Who do we have next in the children's corner? Who do we have next in the children's corner? The London Brothers, come forth and announce yourself and make your presentation.
Amen.
Come forth, young London Brothers.
Thank you. There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its word. Sounds like music in my ear. The sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love
Someone need to mute your phone for me, please.
It tells me Savior's love, who died to set me free. It tells me of his precious blood, sinners perfectly. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Because he first loved me. Because he first loved me. Amen.
Amen.
And because he first loved me, that's why he chose to come and to die for the whole world, because he first loved the world. For God so loved the world. Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother London. Amen. Who do we have next? Come forward, my brother.
My name is Kenari London, and I'm going to be doing a prayer for you guys today. The true meaning of Christmas: Jesus Christ was born this day so many years before we celebrated this joyous time, reflecting on his birth, not born in mansion, but a stable. He came so he could identify with the human heart of man and gave his life as a sacrifice, a better plan. A plan that reconciles us back to our loving Father God, bringing hope and redemption from sin's ruling iron rod. For this is the only reason that we should become focused on anything else take the meaning away. So let's arise with joy in our hearts and share it with everyone. The meaning of always the birth of Jesus, our Son. Amen.
Amen. The true meaning of Christmas. Amen. Amen. We thank God for those wholesome words. Amen. The true meaning of Christmas. Thank you. Thank you, Brother London. Amen. In the children's corner, who do we have next? In the children's corner, do we have another? In the children's corner, do we have another? Amen. Brother Ty, are you not with us?
Ma'am.
Brother Ty.
Ma'am.
Ty, what are you going to do for us, brother?
I'll be saying a prayer.
Amen. Come forward.
The Lord, my shepherd, I shall not want. I'm a man of grief, Pastor. You have filled my soul. Let me say the Pastor, I'm filled my soul. Even I walk through the valley, I shall not go. And die not with me. I've already started the company. I love my Lord, my covering Lord, my all day in my life, my square, and have a Lord, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. The Lord is my shepherd. Amen, amen. That's who he is. He is our shepherd. We are celebrating him today. Amen. He come to be a shepherd. Amen. For the lost sheep of Israel. Amen. 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 So he's our shepherd today. And we are grateful, grateful, grateful. Amen. Amen. Now we're going to ask this, Sister Peggy Bowens in the house, on the corner. Mr. Peggy Boyne. Amen, amen.
I'm just listening, Mother.
Oh, you're just listening? Oh, you're
listening.
Silent listening,
yes,
today.
Ma'am.
I saw your number. That's okay.
Yeah, you're
that's
sorry.
Fine.
I had no silence. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Well,
okay.
Thank you for being all with right. us always. Thank you so much. I didn't want to overlook you.
No problem. Good.
Amen. 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 So, okay, do we have any more youth on the line before we go any further? Want to know if there's any more youth on the line. Speak up at this time. Make yourself known if you're on the line now. Amen. I don't want to overlook anyone. Amen. So we're going to move on to the our adult. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to ask I'm going to ask Mother Regina Smith to come and bless the our seniors and just do an overall prayer for each and everyone, you know, and for this season, and make your presentation at that time, Mother Regina Smith.
Oh, good evening, everyone. And I thank the Lord for this day, and I thank the Lord for being able to be on the line tonight. And I pray for the children because they get on there and do what they have to do with such grace and everything. And the parents and the grandparents, Lord, we just thank you for all of us, all the children. We thank you for all the adults, everyone that was able to get on the line tonight, Father God. Lord, we just thank you. We thank you, Father God, for the season that we are in now, Father God, for keeping us all, Father God. Oh, Lord, we need you, and we can't get along without you. Father God, you know, my heart is a little heavy this evening because my grandson, he's 38, I think, and he had a stroke, and he's doing a little bit better. But I'm just asking prayer for him, and it just happened so fast. So I'm just asking prayer for him and asking prayers for all of us because we all need you, and we can't get along without you, Father God. Remember, sick and shut in everywhere and bereaved families everywhere, Lord. We just thank you this evening. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy, Father God. Thank you for touching all us, all our bodies with your healing hand, Lord Jesus. Oh, just have mercy on us all. Lord, we thank you. We love you. We need you. And please have mercy. Have mercy on us all, Father God. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask it all. Amen.
Amen.
And I want to read this. Today, as we celebrate, I mean, I know it's not Christmas yet, but I'm just reading it for today. Today, as we celebrate Christmas, let your heart sing with joy and gratitude. Imagine the awe-inspiring scene unfolding before your eyes, with countless angels appearing to share the miraculous news of Jesus' birth. Praise God. Join in the timeless choir a praise and begin on that holy night and continue to resound throughout the age. Lord, I am forever grateful for the gift of your Son. Today, I join my voice with the angels in a chorus of praise, lifting my own. Christmas, hallelujah, for your love and grace. And the scriptures for that is, the subject is a Christian hallelujah. A Christmas hallelujah. And suddenly there was with the angels and a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to all men. And that comes from Luke, the second chapter, 13 and the 14th verse. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mother Regina. Thank you. Hallelujah for all the prayers and blessings. Amen. Amen. Okay, now we are in the adult part of the service now. You may announce yourself and come forth and make your presentation. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Who do we have?
Minister Richardson. Minister
Richardson.
I will be reading the Psalms 27, the first 6 verses, and then I will be doing a prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Verse 1, read as follows. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumble and fail. Verse 3, though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. Verse 4, one thing have I desire of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Verse 5, for in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. Verse 6 and last, and now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sanctified of joy. I will sing praise unto the Lord. God, we have already been blessed. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you, the Lord God, has made. We shall rejoice in his land and heavenly Father. Thank you for this mind, this short ministry, Lord God. Thank you for Sister Zeta. Thank you for her husband. And thank you for Sister Vivian Collins, Lord God. I shall bless this mind, Lord God. Thank you for the children, Lord God. Thank you for them that they've been instilled in your word, Lord God. And just keep them, Lord, and love them in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for my pastor, Pastor Timothy Stratton. Yes, Lord, the man of God. Thank you for covering him, Lord God, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Lord God, I pray for each and every one, Lord God, around the world. Father God, I thank you for blessing Israel. Thank you for blessing them, Lord God. Thank you for keeping them. You made them and you know all about them, Lord God. And we just give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. In Jesus, that's a wonderful name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Who do we have next? And Sister Vivian, after that, I would like to sing O Holy Night. Amen.
Praise God.
Oh, holy
praise God.
Night.
Amen.
The stars are brightly shine. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pine, till the appearing and the soul felt his word. A thrill of hope, a weary world rejoices, for yonder's break, a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh dear, the angel's voices. Oh, night divine, oh, night when Christ was born, oh, night divine, oh, night divine, truly he taught us to love one another. His law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall fall, he breaks father's slaves, is our brother. And in his name, all oppression shall cease. Sweet
hymns of joy. In grateful chords raise we, let all within us praise his holy name. Christ is the Lord. Oh, praise his name forever. His power and glory evermore proclaim, the power and glory evermore. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Praise God.
Yeah. Minister Sharon, amen. Minister Vivian, amen. Amen. I hear my brother Gary on there just praising the Lord along with us here.
Amen.
Great.
Brother Gary.
Hey, baby.
Hey, how you doing, my brother? Thank God that you were on with us this evening.
I couldn't find my Bible, though.
That's all right. You're on here, so we praise God for you. Would you like to have something to say on this Christmas season that we're celebrating?
Oh, I just praise the Lord and thank the Lord for all you all faithful.
Amen. He's all faithful. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Amen. Thank you.
Merry Christmas to y'all.
Amen. Amen. Brother Gary, okay? Do we have
another?
Amen. Do we have another? Mm-hmm. Do we have another one like to come forth and make a presentation? Brother Gary, can you put your television on? Put your phone on mute for me, please.
I got my phone on mute, huh?
No, because you're talking to me. Put it on mute, then you won't be. I won't be able to hear you talking, but you'll be able to hear us. Amen. Do we have another that would like to come forth and make a presentation at this time? You may come forth at this time. You may announce yourself and come forward at this time.
Ain't on mute yet.
No, you not on mute yet.
I'm at the mute button two times.
Okay, well, don't worry about it.
Cut it back off.
Okay, we seem to be doing moving right along. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Amen. Is there not another would like to come forward? Amen. If you would love to come forth and have anything to say, sing, testify, or any wise, you may come forth at this time.
My sister, bring them in.
Oh, my sister, come forth.
Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to say a prayer. Father God, I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that I was able to come, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for everyone that's online, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless them, Lord, and keep them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for healing for those that are in need of a healing, Father. From the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet, Father, and I just thank you. In the name of Jesus, for strength, Father, for those that are in need of strength, Father. For whatever they may be going through, Father, in the name of Jesus in their lives, Lord. I just thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for the children, Father, in the name of Jesus, that the mothers keep on continually instilling in the word of God in their hearts, Lord, in the name of Jesus, always good to him. Sing and bring a word, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you, Lord. Thank you for watching over Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for this line. I thank you for just our sister Zadie and our husband, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for Pastor Kenneth Stratton, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you keep watch over them, Father. Bless each and every family, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I just thank you, Father. for what you're doing in our lives, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, help us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, to keep on keeping on, Father, and to not to give up, Lord. In the name of Jesus, no matter what we're going through, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and I just thank you, Lord. Thank you once again for everyone that's on this line, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against us will prosper. In the name of Jesus, Lord. And I give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. I just want to sing a little song. Sigh is short, though, but silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin, mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleeping heavenly peace, sleeping heavenly peace. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Glory, 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 glory
Glory, glory, glory. Hey, man, keep up the Christmas spirit. Christmas spirit is Christmas spirit. Yes. Giving glory, what? Giving glory. Amen. To the newborn King. Amen. We're going to go back to the comments. We're going to ask if there's anyone. Have another song or praise or testimony or encouraging word, just anything from the Lord that would encourage our heart on today. Amen. Because truly we love the Lord. Amen. We love the Lord. And this is the season. This is the season. Hallelujah. This is the season.
This is Minister Janice, and I just want to say that we should all let our light so shine that men will see Christ in us and that they will have a desire to glorify our Father which is in heaven. So this particular time, this particular season, let us have the light lit bright so they can see that we have a Savior, and his name is Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So we can have time for you to come forward and want to have something to say. Amen. So we have a few more minutes. Amen. Anyone want to come forward? Amen. But the Z Squad is ready. What you got?
My name is Zaya Smith, and I'm going to be reading Christmas.
Yes.
Seek for the child born that night to be our light. H is for holy in his name. R is for rejoice with gladness and joy. I for Emmanuel, God with us. S is for the star that led the wise men to him. T is for the truth and grace that was sent our way. M is for Mother Mary laying him in swaddling clothes in the manger. A is for angels singing songs of joy. And S is for salvation. Amen.
Amen. I tell you, the Z-Squad was ready today for the little Christmas greeting. Amen. Thank you, Sister Zaya. Come back to us again. Amen. Thank you. Well, do we have enough? Amen. Encouraging us to let our light shine. Amen. Jesus brought the light, and we're going to hold up the light. Hold up that light. Amen. Brother Gary. Can I get someone to pray a general prayer for me for the holiday season and for the travel and for all the things that we need to be safe from? Amen. Can I get one?
Yes, amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you for all that you're doing and yet going to do in our lives, Lord God. Bless each and everyone around the world, Lord God. Keep their home covered in the name of Jesus. Keep them covered. Keep the children covered, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, and we just thank you. Thank you for blessing us through these Christmas holidays. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you and we praise your holy name, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we give you all the praise, we give you all the honor, and we give you all the glory. In Jesus' blessed, wonderful name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Richardson. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Going to and fro. Amen. During the holiday season. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. We pray for safety. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Minister Richardson, for coming forth. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Can we get another? Can we get another to come forth? Amen, amen. We have a little more space on here. I added a little more space, so hallelujah. So everyone would have the opportunity if they wanted to come forward. Hello, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hello, hello, hello,
hello.
Okay, yeah, I wanted to know that my phone cut out because like my. Look like my I must have hit something on my computer here. Amen. But that's all right. That's all right. If I can't get nobody else to come forward, amen, amen. I know what I can do. Hallelujah. I thank God for each and everyone that has come forward, and I thank God for each and everyone that is listening in. I tell you, I got a lot of silent listeners on today, and I'm happy. Amen. For the encouragement, that's encouraging. Amen. Just to be on the line. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. That's encouraging right there to be supporting. Amen. And I am so, so, so grateful. Amen. This little song right here, I love to sing this song. At this time, especially this season, amen. Oh, well, you know, I can tell the world, oh, yes, about this. Mm. I can tell the nation, oh, yes, I've been blessed. I can tell them that the comforter has come. Oh, yes, I can tell them that the victory has been won. And he brought joy. Ooh. So much joy into my soul, oh yeah, into my soul. That I can tell the world about this. Mm-hmm. I can tell the nation I've been blessed. I can tell them that the comforter has come. I can tell them that the victory has won. And he brought joy, so much joy, unto my soul, unto my soul. Mm-hmm. You see, my God did, yes, he did, that's what he said he would. Mm-hmm. Yes, he did. My God did just what he said he would. Oh, yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. Oh, Over 5,000 hungry souls he fed us. He did it. He did just what he said he would. Oh, yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did. And he brought joy. Didn't he do it? He brought joy, so much joy, into my soul. Do you have joy today? He brought joy, so much joy, into my soul. Yes, he did. Yes, he brought joy, so much joy, into my soul. And you know I said I wouldn't tell it to a living soul. Ooh, how he saved me and made me whole. That I couldn't keep it to myself. Had to tell somebody else. Yeah. I told my mother. I told my father. I told my sister. I told my brother. Oh, I couldn't keep it to myself, 'cause he brought joy. He brought joy, so much joy into my soul. And he brought joy, so much joy into my soul. I said he brought joy, so much joy into my soul. And to my soul, yes, he did. He brought joy. Ooh, that morning, somebody said it was in the morning. Oh, he saved my soul. Oh, he brought joy, joy, joy. Somebody said it was in the noonday. He brought joy, joy when he saved my soul. Yeah, he brought joy. He brought joy. I don't know your day, but he brought joy. Oh, one Wednesday evening, he brought joy. Yes, he brought joy into my soul. He brought joy into my soul. You can hear the old folks say, he brought joy. I said, something hit me. He brought joy in the mold of my head. He brought joy, and it went on down, brought joy to the sole of my feet. He brought joy. Oh, he brought joy. I got clapping. He brought joy in my hands. He brought joy. I got shouting. Yeah, in my heart. Oh, he brought joy. He brought joy. Oh, my feet got lighter. Oh, he brought joy. Oh, he brought joy. Here's so much joy. Did you get that joy? Did you get that joy? Did you get that joy, that Holy Ghost joy? Did you get that joy? Did you get that joy? Did you get that joy? He brought joy. Oh, he brought joy into my soul. Into said it all night long. He brought joy. 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 So much joy. Yes, he did. And to my soul. Yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah. I don't know how you feel, but hey, hallelujah. I felt good and I feel good. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's what my God has done. Amen. What my God is doing. Hallelujah. And what my God, hallelujah, will do. Amen, 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 amen. There is no greater love. There is no greater love than a man would lay down his life, amen, for a friend. There is no greater love. There is no greater love. Hallelujah. No greater love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The song said they hung him high. They stretched him wide. That love for you and me, he died. That love. Mm-hmm. That's love. Oh, my God, my God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's love. Oh, my God, my God. Jesus went to Calvary to save a wretch like you and me. That's love. Glory, glory, glory. That's love. Yes, yes, yes. Hung him high. They stretched him wide. For you and me, he died. That's love. That's love. Oh, my God. 3 days later, he rose again. My God, 3 days later, they say, he rose again. My God. My God. One part says he's gone, but he's coming back again. That's love. Hallelujah. That's love. There is no greater love. No greater love. No greater love, no greater love, no greater love. Hallelujah, there's no greater love than Jesus that we celebrate this season. Amen, amen, and amen, and amen. And I know we are, amen, we are about to go, amen, all our separate ways and during this holiday season. Let us just remember that Jesus is the reason for this season. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Let us just praise and thank him for this season that we can celebrate. Hallelujah, the love. Hallelujah. We want to celebrate his love. His love. The love that he brought. And the love that he taught. Amen, and the love, amen, that he expects us to give to each and every one. Amen. Have the love of God. If we, out of all that we do this season, if we don't have love, amen, if we don't show and give love, then we defeat the purpose of saying that we know Jesus and the reason Jesus came for this season. Amen. Amen, amen. And I pray that his blessings be up on each and every one of us as we travel. His grace and his mercy, amen, will keep us all safe. Amen, amen. Amen. His peace will
comfort every heart. Amen. Yeah. I many has lost loved ones, and these are times when, you know, we remember our loved ones and all, but amen, amen. But his peace, he came that we may have peace, amen, out of all of our loneliness, amen. He wants to be our comforter, amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. He come that we may have joy, that we may have it. Peace, amen, amen, amen. Once we knew, once we understand, amen, we really and truly yield the significance of who Jesus really is and why he really came and why he really died, then we can, amen, we can have that joy. We can have that peace, amen, amen. We won't look at our losses. Amen. We'll look at our privileges that we had. Yes, we had privileges to serve him and to carry out, amen, the purposes in his will for our lives. Amen. 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 We didn't come here to stay. Oh, I love this song that Lee William sang before it's one of his songs, and he said, "If you call me in the morning and I don't answer my phone, maybe I'm getting ready, or maybe I'm already gone. 'Cause I just got back on my way home." So we just stopped by on our way home. Well, we realized, amen, we didn't come here to stay. Our mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers, Jesus said that. He said in the 27th Psalm that when my mother and my father forsake me, he said, he'll take me up. He'll take us up. Amen. He knows. He knows what's going to happen. He knows when it's going to happen. So don't hold your head down. Be happy and privileged for have done the purpose that God has given you had purposed you to do through that husband, that child, that brother, that sister, whatever may be wanting to feel sad in. Just praise God that you had a great opportunity to share in that life. Amen, amen, amen. And at this time, we're going to say, Lord, we thank you for all of the kind blessings. We thank you for all the love that has been shown, oh God. We just ask that you continue to bless, save, heal, and deliver. And we'll give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us love on one another as we close out. Mr. Vivian, will you be on tomorrow? Amen. At 7 o'clock. Minister Vivian. Tomorrow at 7 o'clock at this same number. Minister Janice at 8 o'clock every Friday at this same number. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. So love on one another as we come to a close, and for the benefits of the ones that may not hear anymore from this year, because we know people are traveling and won't be home and on the lines and whatever. So we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Amen.
Yes.
In
advance. Merry Christmas to all. Until all a good night. Love y'all.
All right. Love you all.
Love everyone. Be blessed.
Amen. Amen. Everyone. We love you all. I didn't realize I had I'm on mute still. Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry about that. If I had someone on mute that didn't get a chance to say, oh, okay. But anyway, good night. Love you all.
Good night.